Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Tuesday. Right now, we will take call number 9, 800-400-3697, and you will instantly win two reserved seats at a movie called Life Itself. We're doing an advanced movie screening Wednesday, September 19th at the AMC Metreon, 7:30. It's rated R, and it's supposed to be good. The list is amazing. The cast: Oscar Isaac, Olivia Wilde, Antonio Banderas, Annette Bening, Olivia Cooke, and more. Life Itself is from Amazon Studios, written and directed by the same guy who did This Is Us, Dan Fogelman. Life Itself celebrates the human condition and all of its complications with humor, poignancy, and love.
Oh.
I know. Sounds good.
Yeah.
That's
I like
my
all
kind of
that.
Movie. So Life Itself, if you want to go to the screening, it is rated R. So I think you got to be over 17 to win the tickets. Call now, 800-400-3697. We'll give them to caller number 9. Oh, I know. It's exciting. It's a good prize. Okay.
All right.
Les Moonves has left CBS. He's been hit with more sexual misconduct allegations. And so yesterday, that led us to speculate about what will the fate of Julie Chen be. Julie Chen is his wife of, I don't know, 13 or 14 years.
Yeah.
Been married for a while. I think they have a couple kids together. She was definitely pregnant on at least one season of the show. She also hosts a show called The Talk, and it's early afternoon, isn't it? Maybe 1 o'clock?
I feel like it's more like 10 in the morning.
Oh, that, like right after the morning shows?
I could be wrong, but
well,
I feel
I
like
never
that's,
catch
that's right. Use that's right.
Okay. So, is that when The View is on too? Like, are they competitors?
I believe they are.
Okay.
And I think, as it's ABC just launched their competitor, which is Strahan, and the spitting image of Kelly Ripa.
It's her name is Sarah, and Sarah used to be, I forgot her last name right now. She used to be on Good Morning America.
Well, that's...
And then she went to The View.
Oh.
And then she kind of went back to Good Morning America for a second, and then they gave her.
And now they're
doing a show.
I
saw an ad where they're launching a show, so now they're all three going to have these competing talk shows, chat shows.
Oh, that's got to hurt Kelly Ripa. It's got to hurt.
Well, I'm sure her and Ryan are
Ryan
doing
Seacrest.
Fine, right?
They're fine. They're so cheesy.
They're super cheesy. So I see the beginning of that show a lot. Mm-hmm. They're on whatever channel Easy has on in there. And they come walking in, and it just seems so fake. Like, I can almost feel that they just don't. I feel like she doesn't like him that much. He makes probably 10 times the money she makes between all his other shows in this show.
Well, the money shouldn't be the issue. She's got plenty of that.
You know, though, people have their resentments. And I think that, you know, he's super busy. And they just look so, they're just so doofy. Like, he's super vanilla, and neither one of them has all that much to say.
I hope you're wrong about the money, but if they're not getting on, they're not getting. That's one of the things.
They look like they're getting on just fine. They hold
hands as they walk out. They dance walking out. He pulls out her chair like a gentleman.
Just
that's very
adorable.
Nice. But there does seem
there's something there.
Yeah.
I know. I'm always like, they hate each other.
Wow. That's too bad.
I hope it's not true. I hope they're very happy, all of them, and that there's no tension. So anyway, I guess yesterday was the season premiere of The Talk. Those feel like shows that don't have seasons to me. They feel like shows that are, but I guess maybe.
Well, don't they take the summer off?
I guess they must.
Yeah.
Is that what happens? They just do reruns or something? So.
Oh, someone says The Talk comes on at 1 p.m., but who knows?
Yeah, I thought it was later in the afternoon, but I don't know. So I've literally never seen that show in its time slot. The
I've
only thing
seen,
I ever
like,
see is clips.
Highlights. I've never actually seen the show in real time.
And the only reason I watch it is because I love Sharon so much. So, which is not true. I don't love her that much. Anyway, she did not show up Julie Chen, the wife of Les Moonves, embroiled and battled in a hashtag Me Too takedown. Second article from Ronan Farrow. She did not show up at the season premiere of The Talk. Mm. Not a big surprise. It was less than 24 hours after Les Moonves left CBS after getting hit with more sexual misconduct allegations. She did say that she is going to be on Big Brother Thursday. Oh, thank God. Probably because she won't. There will be no chance for her to talk about her husband there. That's
right.
Not about
that's her. Her first day back to work. Is that what you're telling me? Mm.
The other ladies did show up. The other talk panelists, and they didn't completely hold back. They did talk about.
Do you
want to
hear how the show started?
Sure, absolutely. Oh, very good.
Who's
that's
that one
you,
person
you should
who
do.
Started
That's
the
what you should do. Take off time to be with your family.
Well, they all saw the light going off right. on the clap. Ceiling. So.
Clap. You better clap.
Please clap. All right. So
here's more.
Okay, this so is, that's how it starts.
And this is about Les.
All right.
I did not see her turning that on her job position. That is a shocking turn of events.
What did you think she
for
was
her
do?
To have?
Is that well, just her way of having something to say besides?
Of all the spins, I didn't see her saying
that's
we're scared
pretty,
for
that's
our.
That's a decent spin, actually.
Our jobs
to make it more about.
Don't blame us for what Les did. Let our show stay.
I just didn't, be, I didn't
wealthy.
See that at
I didn't
all.
See it coming
Is
either.
She, was she reading a script, Bryn?
No.
She
Not just, that I could see, no. But, you know, maybe a teleprompter.
There's no way they would have approved that script.
I cannot believe she went there. I'm shocked.
Yep, me too.
He's
so do
wealthy.
They get? Do they? I know he'll be fine.
He'll be
we'll
fine.
All get other jobs. But
we dear
we
God,
just please
God
let us keep our show.
Our jobs.
Oh,
you're Mrs. Ozzy Osbourne.
He's
you're
okay.
not missing yeah. anything.
Yes, but these other poor ladies at the table. Sarah Gilbert, what does she have?
Roseanne.
This is her, right? Who's talking
That's
right now?
That's Sarah Gilbert.
Okay.
Yes, yes. All right.
This is an important time in our culture.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Oh, yes. Yes. Excellent. Clap.
I was dismissive yesterday as we talked about some of the allegations because I hadn't read them, and I did go on and read some of the stuff. And apparently, one of the women says that he did force himself.
Yep.
Or can I say that? I don't.
He forced her to her knees.
And maybe I don't understand the psychology of being a CEO or the possibilities that you are so powerful no one would possibly injure you permanently. But I was, my first thought was no one would do that. Apparently he did that. Mm. And I don't know what kind of mental problem you've got that you would trust your own safety, forcing that on. I just wouldn't.
Well, I mean, that's a rapist's move. That is, you know, you're so, this person is so scared and threatened, they wouldn't dare.
That's what, when I was sort of flip or dismissive about it, I guess I was thinking as a normal person who's like, I would never, but apparently that's who this guy is. Because that's one of the allegations against him. She says he did that.
Yep.
In the workplace.
Yep. It's not a pretty story, and clearly people don't step down unless they've done something wrong, and they, you know, this is horrible. And I actually do feel bad for Julie. I think, you know, you get married to someone and you think you know them.
Well,
and then there's all this.
I'm sure she does know him, and
well, she knows part of him, probably. The part he shows her doesn't show her the part where he forces ladies to do stuff to him. Or uses manipulation or, you know, abuse in the workplace. That's horrible. That's absolutely horrible. You know? Oh, did they have anything to say about Julie herself?
Oh, no. That was all I saw.
Okay.
As far as, you know, Julie's out.
Please don't take our show from.
I know. Please don't take, for the love of God.
To any possible CEOs out there.
I'll have to be home with Ozzy every day, and I just don't want to be.
Man, I didn't see that coming.
I was thinking the same thing, Sarah.
I like having somewhere to go. My own life. Also, he's so Aussie all the time. Do you see what I'm dealing with?
I guess I just expected, as a woman, for her to
just be all, you know.
Present some solidarity to the women who've been victimized by our former CEO.
If you clean house, just get rid of Julie. She's rich. She's married to a very rich man. Please, if the rest of us could stay, we really love this job, and we'd like to stay. Just get rid of Julie.
And
just Julie.
I want to say for the 10th time, they're rich.
I'm now holding up a picture of Julie Chen. This is the one. Fire her.
If you notice in the background of this picture, everything is gilded in gold.
Yes.
She'll be fine. The rest of us.
Say a prayer. Say a prayer to God.
Say a prayer for us. Julie Chen.
Dear God.
I'm now drawing an X on Julie Chen's picture so you know who to get rid of.
I'm putting a little target arrows. Just a few arrows pointing at her face.
And here's a picture of us, and we all have halos above our heads.
But Julie must go.
Unbelievable.
It's a sacrifice we're willing to make.
You got to play a snippet of that again. You got that? Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Please, God.
Please, God. Please, God.
You know, even as she started that rap, I'm like, well, she's not, you know, the admins are, you know, work very closely with an executive that's about to get cut because they were working a... And she goes on to talk about her show. Like, what the...
Right.
Under the crushing rule of the new regime, we're put out on the street, everybody on this show. But mostly I care about me, not Julie Chen. She's out. Cut her.
Wow.
Everybody here just wants to be here.
Well,
it's funny.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about Nicki Minaj and Cardi B. Fun. Classy. It's nice. Yeah. Especially when her butt was hanging out. That was my favorite part. Cardi B's butt.
Mm.
Good time. Did anybody find a still of that? That was the most beautiful, roundest butt.
Well,
her dress got pulled off her.
There's somebody stepped on her butt all over the place.
I don't want to see those stills. I want to see the one where she's in the crowd, in the fracas, and a dude steps on the bottom of her dress, and the whole skirt rips off, and her bum is just right there. Beautiful, like two basketballs. Mm. Yeah, pull that up. Anywho, Nicki Minaj has a radio show. I don't know if this means it's a podcast or if she actually goes on the radio somewhere. I'm not sure. It's called Queen.
Or maybe it's like Sirius.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah. Doesn't really say. But she's sharing her side of the altercation she had with Cardi B on Friday. This was at Fashion Week. And Cardi B basically spotted Nicki. It looked like in a hallway. It didn't look like they were in the ballroom or anything. It seems like even kind of a tight, crowded space. And she just starts yelling at her, and she's super pissed. She throws a shoe, and she says it's because Nicki Minaj attacked her mothering skills or her kid or something. So on her Queen radio show yesterday, Nicki Minaj said,
okay. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh.
That ramped up quick.
That it really, really took a turn.
She's no clown.
No, she does kind of dress like a clown.
Yeah.
But she isn't one. Let's just be, you guys don't say it. She'll be so mad. Oh my God. Anyway.
Well, I'm sure she's right, though, that people were walking by.
Oh,
like,
I'm sure.
What in the hell are you two doing?
I have to say, Nicki should have not talked about this at all, because to me, it did feel like Cardi was the nut. And the shots you saw of Nicki Minaj, she's just standing there. She's not yelling anything back. She's trying to exit and not running. And for her to start, honestly, you undermine every point you're trying to make when you start screeching about how Cardi B needs an intervention and you got to be careful who you say this stuff to or you'll get killed. Like, is that a... No! Period!
It sounds like you're on yours.
Oh, Sarah.
I know. Whoa. That was a terrible thing to say. Oh, who said that? Was that Hooman?
Low blow.
Wolf low.
Hey, Bryn, I don't know if you can find this, but someone says to listen to Wendy Williams' response to Nicki and Cardi B.
Oh, my God, really? Oh, okay. I love Wendy Williams. She's a nutcase.
She is.
Let's hear what Wendy Williams had to say about it. Oh, that sounds good. Hey, while you look for that, Mac Miller passed away. He died of an overdose over the weekend. They've dropped the DUI case against him.
Oh, that's nice.
I guess
of them.
They have to officially do that stuff when someone passes away. His death is forcing the LA city attorney to complete a legal formality. And because there was no one else involved in the case, he hit a telephone pole and got out
it's
of his car
like
and walked away.
It's not like another person was injured.
Exactly. Didn't something like this come up after Aaron Hernandez committed suicide? Like his family was trying to get the accusation dropped. And the family of the person that he'd murdered was like, no, they don't get to drop charges.
There were a
after.
Few things going on with that. I think there was also a lawsuit about his CET that they were taking against the NFL. There was a bunch of stuff happening with that guy.
Right.
I don't remember the specifics, though.
Anyway, Mac Miller, but they finally caught up with him. He left the scene, and I guess they went and got him. And even at that point, I don't know how long he'd... Or maybe he just continued to drink, but he was blowing twice the legal limit. He died of an apparent overdose last week at his home, pronounced dead at the scene, 26 years old. Mm. Just a kid. So it looks like they're going to officially drop the charges. He was actually supposed to be arraigned today.
Oh, wow.
But we're told it's off the docket. Yeah.
He will not be showing up.
He will not be showing up.
Failure to appear.
Did you find the Wendy Williams thing? Okay, Wendy Williams' take on the Nicki Minaj Cardi B altercation. What's meat slumped?
Her head. Meat slumped? I'm not sure. I can.
She did have a big knot. Also, her bum was showing. She had her hiney out. Don't forget about that part, you guys. It's good. Do you find the picture of that?
Yeah, it's just as bad as the.
Oh, forget it.
Well, I can pull
so
it up.
So good.
For you. It's all right. I mean,
is that all Wendy had to say
it's
about
super
it?
Super dark.
She does
she
make
has,
a good
it,
point.
It
like,
goes
girls,
on for a
class, there. Please, you're at the plaza.
Here, this is what I found.
Have you been to the plaza in New York?
I have not.
It's the crown jewel of all the Fairmont hotels.
Tell me more.
So the Fairmont, you know, there's a chain, but that's the one.
Like that's where I stayed when the...
What'd you think?
I loved it.
The marathon.
Sick,
that's the
it?
Marathon was canceled. That's where we stayed.
Oh, how fun.
Is I it, mean, we were staying there anyway.
Is it that nice?
Yeah, it's really nice, yeah. And it's right by the park. It's wonderful.
I went to try to book a room. I don't know, last time I was in New York, it was $800 a night. I'm like, forget that.
Yeah, it was not cheap. For sure it wasn't cheap, but yeah. It was wonderful. And, you know, then the whole thing was canceled, so we had some time on our hands.
There's her hiney right there.
I see.
It's not, you know, it's not good because it's not in motion. Like, it was good because it was like, it was like an angry bum.
Here's her bum right here. There's a picture of it right here.
Yeah, I like the one.
I know.
She's like making it look in its best light there. Like there, it was just like, here it is.
She's heavily tattooed.
Yeah, she is. Actually, I loved the picture of her right before she gave birth with, she's got like a peacock going down her leg, I think. And she looked amazing. It's like, oh, not Nicki, Cardi.
Oh,
good job. Oh, whatever. Nicki should have been quiet afterward. She would have come off a lot better. But that yelling on
well,
the show.
Well, who heard that radio show? Anybody?
Know. Well, we just did.
Right.
All right, go ahead, Vinny. What's coming up?
So much stuff. Let me see. Oh, I wanted to do the Jerry Brown story about what he signed in to legislation for California. Teenagers and what they're up to. And, drunk, naked, baking.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Coming up on the program around 8 o'clock, Scott Gapuro is back.
Whoop, whoop.
Guess who's back?
Back again.
Scotty's back.
Hello, friend.
I believe he's bringing Edson with him, too.
Oh, is he? Did he say so?
I think he did. I don't really want to check my text while I'm on the air here, but... Honey. Mm-hmm. So Scott coming up at 8. Right now, the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by your mom.
Thanks, Mom. God, she's so giving.
Here's what's happening. Speaking of your mom, I'll begin with the Hurricane Florence warnings. That is barreling down on South and North Carolina. So they say that the winds have decreased a little bit. But it's still a Category 4, which means there could be flooding and all kinds of troubles by this one. So, but it's going to miss your mom.
Yeah.
So that's good news.
You just had a bad one. They don't need another one.
Right. They just got their cabana rebuilt.
They did.
Also, some people have asked for updates, and I've only got a little bit of information about the evacuations that have been ordered in Marin County. They say there's a fire that's broken out at Samuel P. Taylor State Park.
Yeah, which is a huge park. It's all redwoods, and it's absolutely gorgeous out there. And 100 acres so far, 100, did you say?
108.
Like that. Yeah. Awful.
I think they said last the news was reporting 10% containment.
Oh, my God.
So I don't have a lot of detail on that, but certainly that's it is fire season and it is scary. And yikes. Right?
Yep.
I mean,
yikes is the word. Be safe, everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I know I may maybe sound a little flip about us having something called a fire season. I'm not trying to diminish its horrificness. Or
it just seems like there. It doesn't. It feel like. Is there even a season? I mean, unless it's actively raining, it feels like it's fire season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, our summers, and you know, you see people with the flicking the cigarettes, and
don't do that.
Oh, you see it.
Well, those people are awful. If you're flicking cigarettes out your window in California, there's something wrong with you.
And they're saying, I was hearing a report yesterday, Cal Fire's running out of money because of all
I'll
the
bet
recent
they are.
Fires.
Right.
They were saying, I think it was a number of like, they have $1 million left after all this, and they need over $100 million.
FEMA, hello? Can you help? We can't just let it burn, people.
I wanted to mention this. It's a long off goal. Jerry Brown, our governor, I believe he's done after this last term he's currently serving, but he has just signed something where he hopes to see California reach its goal of total reliance on renewable energy sources by 2045. And some of the stuff that they wrote and that I read about the idea that a kid born to speaking of a kid born today. What is Franti's? I wrote them a text.
Oh, did we see the name?
I didn't see the name. I wrote him a text, though, like to his phone and was like, hey, can, you know, I love those two. They're both great examples for the world. And hopefully, and I expect that their kid will grow up and make the world a better place, too.
Yeah,
right?
Right.
Right.
But I just still didn't get the name.
Maybe they haven't named him yet. They said they had a name, but she said that they were sort of waffling on it.
Who,
she
man?
Wasn't, she wasn't sure.
I mean, I know the name they originally chose, but I messaged her a couple times yesterday and said, hey, can we say anything? Is there anything to say? And she was basically like, no, don't say anything.
Oh.
But the kid's out, and it's healthy.
The kid's
and,
out.
You know?
Yeah, he just has,
well,
them,
good. The kid's out
an
and healthy. That's,
you know,
great. Okay.
He has no stories up right now. She doesn't seem to have any stories.
Well,
up,
it's
so.
All consuming.
Yeah, I'm sure they're quite busy.
I was, yeah, it takes over in a way that, although he's been through it, so he's not brand new to this stuff.
Right.
But anyway, with the one of the things I read is the idea that there won't be any kind of smokestacks or any kind of stuff like that going forward in California. And for us to be completely on renewable, you know, solar.
It would be amazing.
And
solar, wind, water. I mean, it's not like we don't have a big desert we could cover with solar panels. Like,
so.
And the wind, that's for reals. Like, let's do this. I think it's great. He actually had a goal of like 60% by the end of the 2020s.
Which would be great. I mean, 2045 is
27 years away.
It's way out there.
But it's not that far out there.
It's for our kids.
It is. But it's for us, too. I plan to
I'm
still
gonna
be here.
I'm
going to
be retired and old ass.
How old will you be in 20? You'll only be in your 70s.
Right, 70s.
So what? When you're in your 70s, they're not going to seem that bad. You're still
they don't seem bad. I'm
no,
just
they
saying,
seem bad. Right
old.
Now, they seem terrible.
That's
mom,
old.
Dad, you're old. But, you
How
know,
old is
when
your
we're,
mom?
What am I? 50, almost two. I think she's 52. 72. 72.
Oh, my God. I know. Good for her, though.
Yes. See what I'm saying, though? Like, the 70s don't look as bad as, like, you're going to still care about this stuff in your 70s.
No, I'm happy. It's what I want to see, especially with our federal government turning back on certain things. You want to see California lead the way.
Yes.
And we are. So that's the story. Jerry Brown's, he's the guy right now. That's the best news I've read in a while.
Make like, it happen, Jerry.
Do it, dude. The kids.
Yes, what about the kids?
We've all seen it. Actually, we've seen adults do it, too. It's the kids hanging out with each other, but all staring at their phones.
Yes.
I've seen them walking down the streets yep. doing it. I've seen it.
In clusters, outside places where normally it looked like they would be looking at other people. Like, remember when people used to cruise? Like, you'd cruise. You'd just go slowly up and down a couple of blocks.
Yeah.
You'd
go back, a U-turn, back yeah. around.
Now people wouldn't, they would, no one would look at you. Like, you'd be cruising and no one would be like, hey, Polly, you know, whoever. Pull over.
In a new survey, 35% of teenagers say their favorite way to communicate is texting, which now has passed face-to-face communication.
Oh, you said 35%?
35%.
Actually seems low.
Oh, I think so, too.
Yeah.
I'm sure they felt some pressure from the old people.
Right.
To not say that. You know, maybe their parents, they don't want their parents harshing them out for being super into their texting. But it's still, it's past face-to-face communication. They prefer it.
Incredible.
It's preferred.
Mm. Here's how I like it.
6 years ago, when the same survey was done, face-to-face had beat out texting, but now we've completely... let's see. So that's one of the things we found out. From 6 years ago, there's been another change. Back then, 70% of teenagers said Facebook was their main social site.
Really?
No longer.
Oh, my God. Is it single digits now?
It's down to 15% for teenagers on Facebook.
What about Snapchat?
Number one.
Oh.
With the kids.
Listen, Snapchat.
It's the number one thing
that
kids are doing.
People buy that stock, for God's sake.
What are you talking about? Don't buy this. Well, now buy it.
Buy it.
Is it $9 right now?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. People should buy it. The kids are using that, and they're really using it.
Daily, all day. Yeah,
it's up to $10.
Oh, good.
Ooh, Vinny.
And 12 cents.
You should buy while it's this low.
No way am I going deeper into that. Are you nuts? My God. Every time I look at the thing, I feel like, what a loser. I could have had Netflix.
Netflix. Should we look at that?
God.
Yeah, look, how much is Netflix now?
Well, I told you what it was. When I was looking,
yeah,
when I was looking, it was in 170. It was the beginning of this year when I bought Snapchat. I was like, Netflix, Snapchat, which one? Mm-hmm. One's coming in so low. How high can Netflix go?
Sky's the limit.
It's almost doubled.
I say it's still a good buy. You could buy it now. It's not going anywhere.
Netflix?
Yeah.
No, it's too late.
It's not too late.
It's too late.
It's not too late.
Well, that was the money I had for an investment. What do you think? I'm growing money on trees?
Yes, I think
no.
you're growing it on
no.
trees. Sell a surfboard and buy a share of Netflix.
Sell a surfboard.
Do it.
Can't do that. I use those things.
Do it all the time.
Drunk baking. Nude.
Seems like a bad idea.
Yeah, I agree.
On a lot of different levels.
Cooking naked. Just
yeah.
Splatter. Oh, you don't do it?
I do not. And the other day I was wearing a tank top and I was making bacon and eggs. And
did you get burned?
Yeah, I was like,
Well, don't you have an apron? I would think, because anytime you're cooking anything splattery, like, I just put my apron on. So
I do have an apron.
You have an apron?
I have like five aprons.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't want spots all over my clothes from when I'm cooking.
Yeah.
Come on. What, do you got an umbrella too?
No.
All right.
I can't believe you don't. Look, do you have little dots of like oil all over your stuff from anytime you cook anything?
I don't know.
You do, don't you? You need an apron.
Firefighters,
I'm gonna make you an apron.
I don't want
I'm
one.
Making you
I will
one.
Never
got
wear
hair,
it.
Sarah. Oh, your hair's never caught fire?
No, I'm just saying. I don't. When I'm cooking, I don't think, oh, you know what I need?
An apron.
My apron. I don't like it. I don't wear bathrobes and I don't wear aprons. Firefighters showed up around 5:30 p.m. because they saw smoke coming from this guy's house. It's in Florida.
Oh.
Apparently, he was doing some day drinking.
That can be fun.
Day drinking is fun. Mm. I loved it.
Right up until it's not fun anymore.
All right.
So he decided he was going to cook some stuff?
He's day drinking, and he almost burns his house down. Firefighters showed up around 5:30. They saw smoke coming from his house. He came to the door naked.
Oh.
He told them he was sorry, and then went back inside. They're like, I don't even think he knows why we came here. You know.
Oh, he was apologizing for coming to the door naked?
Yeah, he didn't realize he was on fire.
I don't have any clothes on. Okay, thanks for telling me, you guys.
They got him out, he told the cops that he started boozing around 9 that morning and drank over a half a gallon of liquor.
Oh, boy.
Then he got hungry and decided to do some cooking. He was making, baking cookies on a George Foreman grill and then forgot about him.
Oh, can you bake cookies on a George Foreman grill?
That's when they caught fire, and then he threw some towels on the fire to smother it.
And then walked away.
Thought it was out, and of course the towels caught fire too.
Oh, let me just pour this liquid alcohol in there. That ought to put it out.
He also admitted he'd been smoking the doobie weed.
Oh boy, is that legal in Florida?
I don't think it is.
Yeah. Seems like a place that wouldn't be legal.
It doesn't look like he'll be facing any charges for the pot or the fire. The firefighters managed to put it out. No one was hurt. They say he was dangerously close to dying of smoke inhalation, though.
I don't care, though.
I might recommend AA.
I'm having a good day.
You need some help.
George Foreman Grill, very versatile.
Half a gallon of booze is a lot.
You can. Uh-huh. Oh, there's a recipe for it.
There is, yes.
That's
full
funny.
Full on instruction.
Well, you just don't forget about them.
Half a gallon of booze.
You got to flip them.
You know how much that is?
It's a lot. It's a lot of booze. How big is a handle of vodka? Is that a half gallon?
I think a half gallon of milk.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And imagine that filled with booze. I mean, that's hard liquor.
Uh-huh. It's a lot.
I mean, that's a lot,
lot.
That's like, you got to pass out and sleep some of that off before you continue.
My tolerance is extremely high.
Yeah.
I'm fine. I got this.
So, you know, a regular
bottle.
Here,
hold my beer.
A regular bottle is 750 milliliters.
Like the skinny one?
Yeah, that's the skinny one. Right. Yeah.
So a half a gallon is 1,800 milliliters.
So more than twice that.
More than twice
the
regular size big bottles of.
So you know those big bottles, though, with the handle?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like you get the big, is that a half a gallon? What's that?
I think that's 1.75 liters. So that's a little bit less than a half a gallon.
Oh, ooh. So that plus maybe a shot or two. All right. Got a lot to do. Couple shots extra.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. It's kind of hilarious. Bryn found PUBG. As a new game, it was released a year before Fortnite. And the makers sued the Fortnite developers over copying the game format. It looks like, according to this person, they lost the suit.
Oh, Pugaboo. Oh. And what does Pugaboo mean again?
I don't know.
Unknown Battlegrounds. Yeah. Unknown Battlegrounds, our intern.
Players. Unknown Battlegrounds. Battleground.
I think people call it Battlegrounds.
Oh,
sure. Okay.
They just call it, hey,
the kids.
Battleground actually sounds sort of familiar.
PUBG.
PUBG.
We're learning stuff.
510 says, so any thoughts on how Hooman could be so anti-marriage, but also has put so much thought into proposals?
It's called getting your heart stepped on and squashed to the ground.
No, we don't really have any thoughts on that.
We do have lots of thoughts on it. And thank you for reminding us about our thoughts.
Please, Lord, let's move to the next text.
Please, God. Please, let's move to the next text and just forget all about it.
408 says, oh my God, you guys, I'm dying laughing. Vinny's British accent. LOL. I didn't do an accent.
Yeah, you did.
Get out of here.
You get out of here.
Let's hear it.
I didn't do it.
Do your hello.
I don't do it.
Hello.
I'll make Bryn go back and find that.
Yeah, find that.
Don't all do right. that.
What was that?
Bryn.
Do that break. Yeah.
15, 720.
I think he did
crying
the Aussie
laughing
thing,
over
he?
Julie Chen. Always. Do Sharon Osbourne and stinky voices.
Okay.
Is that what they're asking for?
How do we get called into this? We're getting famous, Ruben.
I mean, Garage Cat.
We're sick to the script.
You know what? Next time they're all three in there.
Which is, what's the third cat's name?
I don't know. I don't even know.
Garage Cat?
Oh, yeah, Pumpkin.
The black cat is our directly across the street neighbor's cat. And that's, I forget his name now.
Stinky. Sparky.
Sparky. Sparky is our neighbor's cat. The orange cat, I never met. I have no idea. I don't know why it comes.
He's a stray cat.
My name is Garfield.
He's a stray cat.
That's why I'm orange.
I'll try to get a post today when they're all hanging out.
Yeah.
I might as well, right?
Right.
I mean, if it's going to be a running bit.
Uh-huh. It's a stray cat party.
Come inside our house.
Good ass for our
house.
Yeah, come on in.
Yeah, post.
Everyone garage cats out in this room. We're day drinking.
Can I have some Prozac too?
You're day drinking.
That's right. We're cats. What else do we have to do? I'm certainly not going to catch any of these damn mice.
Oh, I guess I did put a little flavor in there. I can't believe she took that rap and made it about them.
Right.
And how the owner, the CEO's wife no longer keeps them safe. They need to, please, save.
Our guardian angel has been removed. Someone please keep our jobs. We just don't want to go home.
Do you think Julie comes back in and says to them, what the hell was that?
You're welcome.
You know what
I managed to get the focus off of you and put it directly on the new regime.
It'd be like, where the hell were you yesterday? You're upset at us? She should have showed up to work, right?
Turns out your husband's a monster. How could you be married to him?
Yeah.
And not want to talk about it. I talk about my monster husband all the time. Ozzy!
Right.
Are we going to place a bet to see how long before she leaves him? Are we doing that?
Does she?
Hell yeah, she does.
She does? She does?
Within a year. I'm
well,
within
I don't
year.
Know. It depends. Nobody's come forward. To, you know, I guess the latest, the last allegation was 05 and they married in 04.
Right.
So maybe she does find a way to keep it to, I mean, the dude's worth
maybe
$1 billion.
A lawsuit,
I think you find
right.
a way.
Well, she's going to get half of
she
that.
She signed a prenup?
I don't know. We'll ask her on tomorrow's show.
Money!
Does it change? So let's say this person that you're with, in this case, it's the husband, has been great to you.
Yeah.
You've been in love and you've been, you're having a storybook love of
but then
love.
You find out he forced a couple women
that he
to
was,
their knees.
That he was this guy.
Yeah.
Does it ruin it?
It does.
So you can never see him the same again.
I don't think you might be able to get past it. If I mean, that would take quite a bit of fortitude, in my opinion. Like, I think it's really hard. First of all, everyone hates your husband. And now anywhere you go, you're the woman married to the guy everyone hates. But, you know, if you can get past it, I've seen people get past crazy things. So who knows?
She signed a prenup.
Well, oh. That's not surprising. I'm sure she'll...
What are the terms of
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I'm sure there's payouts.
I need to know.
For all she says is...
On tomorrow's show, we'll break down the prenup.
It's a very generous prenup. I don't
I'm
know
sure.
what that means.
Maybe well, after...
He's rich.
He's filthy rich.
We want prenup!
Yeah! Leave with half.
All right, on that note...
Skaka Perot is next.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.